Fellow Freedom fans, it is live and around the clock, coast to coast, around the globe, coast to coast, David Allen Carmichael for this Faith and Freedom show here on the Freedom Eagle. Frankly, it's 104.3 FM. Why don't I just stick to 104.3 FM while we go for the ride through the entertainment as we oscillate around our vision statements. So that's part of the entertainment, folks. If you've heard some weird things are going to be going on in this radio station, well, that's good. That's what we have. It's weird. It's part of the entertainment. It's part of the ride. I hope you enjoy it. We're trying to enjoy it as much as we possibly can. And of course, we're just going to, and I'll just let you know, if you want to call here at 888-850-1872, I'll just assure you, I will be the last to know. So I end up, the way I find out what's going on is I just watch or listen to other shows. Some of the shows are online and I can go on there and watch the guys talk to the microphone and things like that. And sometimes I can listen, I can do all kinds of things. So there's a lot of things in the works right now. Increasing of equipment to pick up different shows that are being broadcast all over the planet and things like that. Different folks have different mechanisms of communicating their network information. So all that kind of stuff. The build is going into effect. So that's what's going on. So it's something to think about. We've got different people we're going to be interviewing. Sometimes it's something you're going to want to hear. Sometimes it's not. I think this Friday, I have to double check my schedule, but we're going to be interviewing another person who's running for office this Friday at, I think it's at 4 o'clock. And then I might have another interview coming up on Thursday. I might have two interviews on Friday. Different people talking about different things, people running for office. We're going to get to know them at first. You see, we've got a long time we're going to be here. We're going to be talking to folks who are running for office in Florida. And those of you who are watching our show online at faithfreedoms.org, there's a link there to tune in to the video broadcast, so to speak. And there's people that listen around the country, and I've been told also around the globe. You're just going to have to reap the benefits and consider what we say here that relates to Florida and how it relates to the relationship in the United States. And then make an application as it applies, as you can figure out a way, an association for it to apply. So we're going to be talking to people that are running for office. I had Congressman Jenny Brown-Waite's office called me, I think 2 days ago. No, 1 day ago. What's today? Tuesday. Today's trash day. So it was yesterday they called me. I had a whole lot of calls tomorrow. We're going to have Tommy Cryer, I just found out, next on the 27th. Of this month, Tommy Cryer is going to be on here. We're going to be talking about a major event that's coming up in Florida that he's going to be involved in. So we're going to talk to him. We've got different folks, again, running. The ones that we're going to ask that are going to be on the show who run for office, we're at first, as I was saying, we're going to get to know them. We're not going to be mean to them. We're going to get to know them. And when I was talking to Congresswoman Jenny Brown-Waite's office, I was talking to her assistant, and I explained my approach to things. And I said, I pretty much treat my guests with honor. I will try to heckle her. I'll find something to heckle her about. But I will certainly try to do it and distinguish her as I would anybody else on the show. Even yesterday, we got a call on a break from somebody who just vehemently opposed to the things that I said on the during the my discussion of certain supernatural anecdotal supernatural events. And so I was sharing that kind of stuff. And somebody really didn't like it. Somebody was offended, didn't like what I was doing, didn't like what I was saying. And so they gave me a call on the break. Now, the problem is, on the break, all our listeners don't get to hear that wonderful feedback. My number here is 888-850-1872. The only problem is I have to get people to actually not be rude, obnoxious, or, well, they can be obnoxious, but we'll try to call that back in the time. They just can't be vulgar. Okay? We don't need to give people strange visual things in their mind using vulgar words. We don't want to do that. That's just not what we want to talk about. We want to talk about some substance. There is a bill right now that I've noticed lately with what's going on in the government. What is on the focus? What is playing on the mid-flight entertainment? So we're watching Get Smart. One time Get Smart episode, they were fooling him and 99 into thinking they were being transported to South America. And they blindfolded him and had the soundtrack. It sounded like they were driving to the airport and they had a car they were sitting in. They were shaking it like it was going around the curves. And Max asked what the movie was. See, he was concerned that there'd be some in-flight entertainment. He wasn't really worried about the catastrophe he was caught up in the evil hands of chaos. He was worried about the in-flight entertainment. And so part of our in-flight entertainment these days is healthcare. Now, the healthcare, it is part of the plane being in the nosedive. What's amazing about the healthcare plan, the healthcare legislation discussion, it's a mechanism to take control of you completely. It's going to take the medical, you're going to the doctor, it's going to turn it into a police state Gestapo, basically operation. How are they going to police to make sure that you are paying your fair share unless they can get the, and what they said in the healthcare bill was real-time verification or real-time, I think the word was verification, of eligibility of physician services, period, universally. Every doctor that you check in will then be sort of like the medical IRS. It's a medical martial law. I've been saying that. Nobody else is. And it's not. And again, you say, well, he's so politically minded. How come? Is he operating in religion? If you knew what religion was, you'd say yes. And I'm doing it here on talk radio. I'm not just trying to advance listenership. I'm not. Let's just say, let's remind our listeners that were tuning in 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, when I piloted this show here on WIFL. In January of 2007, does anybody recall the State of the Union address of George W. Bush? I went through and analyzed the text of the George W. Bush speech, and it was expressly completely contrary to American law and the foundations of government. It violated the purpose of government. It was completely horrific, and it was sounded great, stirred emotions and things like that, got a lot of. You know, I think if you were on a certain groups that I'm affiliated with are just absolutely loyal to the Republican Party. And if somebody says they are in the Republican Party or affiliated with Jesus, then you stand with them instead of going, okay, let's just make believe all of us are affiliated with Jesus and let's just examine what our behavior is and then keep each other accountable. Now, if everybody would look at things that way, and treat people with honor and hold each other accountable, this would be a better place. It certainly would. It certainly would. And I do have a Bible story for that, and I'll hang on to it. It's a really good one. It's a dialogue. This guy in the Old Testament was having a dialogue with Almighty God. But I wanted to go there because it upset people. It'll upset the hat man. He'll call up and cuss me on the break, so we don't want to go there. You can, again, give us a call at 888-850-1872. You can tune in online at faithfreedoms.org. You can always tune line on, oh, by the way, Liberty Works. So you can go to libertyworksradionetwork.com, and there's always an audio stream available there, always, for you, para usted. What was I saying? Oh, yes, the commentary by the President Bush. I don't care what party you're in. You can have a party. I love that you invite me to your party. I don't care. I went to an Obama party, by the way. I did. I was invited to an Obama party. I didn't drink all the alcohol. I didn't drink any of the alcohol. A lot of people are just really boozing it up, but I didn't do that. And somebody invited me to a Republican party. Somebody invited me to their swearing in the a certain legislature. And I went to it, and I loved the hors d'oeuvres, and I had a good time with them. And I've got friends, by the way, that voted for Mr. Obama. I've got friends that are graduates of Regent University School of Government with master's degrees who voted for Mr. Obama. And I don't think that they were voting for him because of his ideology. I don't think so. So I'm fascinated by these things. I'm quite fascinated. And sadly, I would wish that we would all just kind of remove ourselves a little bit from our, I can't say a skin color thing, but a cultural thing, a cultural thing. I think there's a, it was a cultural thing. And that's what we see in all kinds of cultural groups. They're selling out for this affinity of affiliation, and they've sold out on they've sold out their ideology and their convictions, and it's called pragmatism. And you know what? The wicked people who are trying to destroy our nation are going to count on our pragmatism, our compromise, our being. See, what happens is they don't want you to compromise. They want you to be compromising is what it is. So let's stick with the truth. I'm going to get to an article here. It says Congress moves to control all U.S. water. But before I do that, no, I'm going to go ahead and read that. I'm going to come back and read what John Locke said about the state of war. And there's a hint here that maybe there's a state of war going on right smack in the middle of America and nobody's shooting. Congress moves to control all U.S. water. I got this news with views, and I got it from freedomforum.com. Conservatives are warning Americans about the ambitions of federal lawmakers to control all waters within the United States, including those on private property. Private, not personal property, private property. That's real estate. In the latest power grab by progressive politicians. Somebody's using the P word. Progressive politicians. And I want to come back here today and I want to discuss this progressive term. We're going to talk about fascism. We're going to talk about socialism. We're going to talk about a few of the statism. We're going to talk about some of the isms and why they matter to you. So we're not just going to slam personalities. We're going to look at what's happening and what it means and what it is and what it is affiliated with so we can be personally accountable so that we don't just get caught up in the passions. We've got a responsibility, you and me. And that's why we're here at Liberty Works Radio Network, to equip ourselves so that we would equip our listeners. We want to make sure we get to substance on these issues in spite of the ire that is stimulated that would cause people to call merely during the breaks or, you know, things like that. By the way, you can send notes to us on our website. If you go to faithfreedoms.org, actually faithfreedoms.net, and you can click into some of the shows that we've done, and you can post a comment, and I will do everything I can to make that comment clean enough to put on the internet. If it's too trashy, of course, I'm not going to accept it. But I will, as much as I possibly can, publish opposing views on that website, on my dime. Your view on my dime. How's that? According to the American Land Rights Association, the Obama administration and Congress are attempting to pass the Clean Water Restoration Act of 2009. Sounds good. S-787. That would amend the 1972 Clean Water Act and replace the words navigable waters with the waters of the United States. Those are key words, folks. If you can call me at 888-850-1872 and tell me why that matters. Navigable waters versus waters of the United States. Now, that's going to be an interesting definition question there, isn't it? Navigable waters, what's the difference between that and the waters of the United States as far as why somebody might be concerned about this legislation that's happening right smack in the middle of your plane's nosedive? Right under your nose in the third-class section of the plane's in-flight entertainment that nobody is listening to. So that's what's going on here. We're going to come back with this Faith and Freedom Show. I'm David Allen Carmichael. The number here is 888-850-1872. Liberty works, folks. It does. So we want you to keep tuning in and give us a call and tell us why. Tell us the difference. Navigable waters, waters of the United States. What is the United States? Where are the waters of the United States? Constitutionally, biblically, right versus wrong. We shall return.